Unit 11. Hooray for Bollywood. Page 130.
What city makes more movies than any other city in the world? If you said Hollywood, sorry, you're wrong. The correct answer is Bombay. The Indian film industry has been nicknamed Bollywood, a combination of the words Bombay and Hollywood. Bollywood makes around 1,000 films a year, while Hollywood makes only about 700. Cinema is a major industry in India. There are over 13,000 movie theaters in India, and every day about 15 million people go to the movies. Bollywood films are also popular in other countries, especially in cities with large Indian populations, such as London, Toronto, and San Francisco. As elsewhere, Indian cinema began with silent movies. Ramayana, 1917, was the first. It was directed by D.G. Phalke, the father of Indian cinema. Like most early Indian movies, it is about religion and mythology. Alam Ara, 1931, was the first Bollywood talkie. Talkies soon replaced silent movies, and music and dance quickly became an important part of Indian cinema. Some movies, such as Sabha, 1932, consisted of nothing but musical numbers. Sabha contained a record 72 songs. It was virtually impossible for an Indian actor or actress to be successful without the ability to sing and dance. The golden age of Bollywood was the 1950s and 60s. Indian movies of this time were mostly sentimental musical extravaganzas. During the 1970s, Bollywood studios changed to action films. However, in the 1980s, they returned to music and romance. Typical Bollywood musicals tend to follow very strict formulas. The most common formula is rich boy meets poor girl, and after many complications, they marry. These movies are long, usually 3 hours or more. They are romantic and lighthearted, and they feature glamorous costumes. Actors suddenly begin to sing and dance for no apparent reason, and the songs are often unrelated to the story. Song and dance scenes suddenly shift to faraway locations: a beach in the Maldives, a street in Scotland, a forest in New Zealand, or a mountain meadow in Switzerland. These movies often end with joyful wedding scenes. Bollywood movies provide an escape for their audiences, but they are sometimes criticized for being too formulaic and lacking substance. In recent years, a number of more serious Indian movies have been made, and some have been successful internationally. Lagan, 2001, is about a cricket match in the 19th century between Indian villagers and British colonial soldiers. The movie criticizes colonialism, but it has a comic tone. Monsoon Wedding, 2001, like many Indian movies, deals with love, marriage, and family. However, this film is much more realistic than most Indian films about weddings. From the beginning, India has loved its stars. Bollywood actors and actresses are even more adored than Hollywood performers. In one poll, Amitabh Bachchan, India's greatest superstar, was voted more popular than national heroes such as Gandhi and Nehru. The current generation of stars, which includes Madhuri Dixit, Juhi Chawla, and Salman Khan, is just as popular. Because stars attract audiences to movies, studios have raised their salaries to incredible levels. Bollywood films are expensive to make, and the high salaries are the main reason why. Bollywood's influence continues to grow internationally. A play about Bollywood, Bombay Dreams, is a hit in London. In the big Hollywood movie Moulin Rouge, 2001, actress Nicole Kidman borrows the Chama Chama song from the Bollywood movie China Gate, 2000. Concerts featuring Bollywood music are sold out in China, and Bollywood clothing fashions are seen on models in Europe. Bollywood has gone from a national phenomenon to a global one.